apple pie or...
Did you ever hear of cobbler or deep apple pie? Or?
Yeah, but I don't think a cobbler's made that way.
How's a cobbler made?
Well, a cobbler's made kind of like a dumpling.
Uh-huh.
A peach cobbler or something like that.
And someone has a good appetite, you say. He sure likes to put away his...
food.
Did you ever hear that called victuals?
Yeah. Vittles, food.
Would you use the word vittle?
Well, you could use it if you wanted to.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals is called a...
Eat between meals.
Uh-huh.
Eat snacks between meals or knick-knack.
Okay. And say if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and...
Take one.
Okay, well go ahead and what yourself.
Go ahead and help yourself.
Okay, so you say so. He went ahead and what himself?
Helped himself.
Okay, and I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already...
Helped his plate.
And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
Don't eat it. I wouldn't care for any.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
You say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck and he couldn't...
Too tough, he couldn't chew it.
Or he could chew it, but he couldn't...
Couldn't swallow it.
And peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you'd grow yourself, you'd call them...
Vegetables, fresh vegetables.
And you'd grow them in a...
Garden.
And something that's made out of corn that... You grind up, made of ground up corn that you eat for breakfast.
Eat for breakfast?
Uh-huh.
Well, they make grits. You eat grits for breakfast.
Okay. What about something that's, you'd soak corn in ashes or in lime water?
You'd make hominy.
Okay. And something that grows, well, it grows in damp places. It grows south of here.
In damp places.
Yeah, it's a kind of a grain. It needs a lot of water.
Grain, rice.
Do they grow that in this area at all?
Not around here. It grows further down south.
Okay. You tell someone, this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is...
Pure maple syrup.
Or another way of saying that. This is genuine
maple syrup.
And what do you call whiskey that's made illegally?
Moonshine.
Any other names?
Well, they used to call it shinny, bootleg, moonshine. What are you going to call it?
What would you call it if it was real bad stuff? It wasn't fit to drink. It's kind of dangerous.
Rot good.
Huh?
Rot good.
Okay. Would it have to be illegal whiskey to be rot good?
No, I don't believe, no. Mm-mm.
What about beer that you make at home?
Well, that's called home brew.
Okay. Did you ever hear kind of whiskey or beer called Splow?
No, I don't believe.
And say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You'd tell someone, would you just... that?
Smells good.
Okay. Would you ask someone to smell it or smell of it or... How would you say that?
Yeah, smell of it.
And back, say if you were buying something several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it in what?
Lump sum.
Okay. And when you'd buy sugar weighed out of the barrel, you'd say you were buying it